This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA Act, was established in 1978 after violations of the Nixon administration forced the hand of Congress to seek judicial and congressional oversight with a secret court of seven Article III district judges unhindered by checks and balances to oversee the escalating abuse of surveillance by the federal government.
As you know, we ourselves do not need to hold any visible office of leadership. We control everything.
45 years later, the Fourth Amendment violating FISA rubber stamp monstrosity that approves 99.7% of warrant requests has become far worse than what it was intended to prevent.
It's not what we usually think of when we think of a court. We think of a place where we can go, we can watch, the lawyers argue, and it's subject to the glare of publicity.
But the Federal Intelligence Surveillance Court is anything but public. It's here, somewhere, inside this sprawling federal court complex off of Constitution Avenue in Washington, D.C. That's right, this is a court so secret, we don't even know exactly where it convenes inside the building.
Following 9/11, the Trojan Horse Patriot Act expanded the FISA court's authority. Section 215 eliminated restrictions on the surveillance of businesses and lowered the burden of proof in order to confiscate records previously protected by the Fourth Amendment. Craving deeper control, the Bush administration's Stellar Wind program secretly authorized the NSA to monitor without a warrant all communications involving any party believed by the NSA to be outside the United States, even if the other end of communication was within the United States.
After 9/11, they took one of the programs I had done, or the back end part of it, and started to use it to spy on everybody in this country. So that was a program they created called Stellar Wind. That was the separate and compartmented from the regular activity that was ongoing, because it was doing domestic spying. All the equipment was coming in. I knew something was happening. But then when the contractors I had hired came and told me what they were doing, it was clear where all the hardware was going and what they were using it to do.
I realized the U.S. government had stopped caring about what they should do. And instead, we're pursuing as aggressively as possible what they could do. Well, the systems that I had built, the systems that my generation had built, had produced a system that instead spied on everyone.
After a congressional mutiny, oversight was returned to the FISA court. However, the FISA Amendments Act of 2008 enacted Section 702, loosening FISA court oversight and increased from 48 hours to 7 days. The length of time American online communications with those living abroad could be surveilled without a FISA court warrant. This eventually led to Congress passing the USA Freedom Act that provided a 180-day sunset provision before eliminating 215 of the Patriot Act and set a discretionary standard for hearing both sides of a case before deciding. In 2020, the DOJ admitted that the secret FISA court had been in league with the FBI, and the DOJ issued warrants that abused the FISA process to spy on the Trump campaign. And now in 2023, snubbing their noses at the constitutional rights of American citizens, and after months of moving the goalposts, Congress passed the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act, containing the reward to the FBI with more communist-style control.
278,000 violations of the existing law as the FBI has queried information regarding Americans. When the Obama-appointed inspector general was reviewing whether or not the administration was complying with existing law, they found out we were breaking the law 38 times an hour to extend the authorities for spying that were being violated so that people at the FBI could do queries on their neighbors, their coworkers, their ex-lovers. That does not belong in the National Defense Authorization Act.
And what does surveilling Americans communicating with foreigners achieve when Congress has allowed a record 8 million non-naturalized possible terroristic threats into the United States under Joe Biden's three-year regime?
Border agents are being told to take extra precaution after not one or two explosive devices were found at the border, but 10 IEDs were confiscated by Mexican authorities.
Hi folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Whistleblowers from DHS on, and we have one, Aaron M. Stevenson, DHS insider and intelligence researcher, specialist for the U.S. Citizenship Immigration Services. We couldn't have a better expert on for the rest of the hour to break down the record level illegal aliens pouring across, the Islamicist military-age men that reporters we've had in studio have shot in the last few weeks. I mean, hordes of men, clearly military, wearing the same boots. You know when you see it. This is crazy. So why would the FBI and DHS and the government allow this? Why is Mayorkas doing it? And then you've got all the child slave labor and the sex slaves and all of it hidden in plain view. This is just new footage. They just suspended railway service on the U.S. border with Mexico so they can deal with the emergency. I mean, this is crazy. And the Democrats say it's racist if Biden does a deal to at least partially stop this. You tell people they'll be deported. You don't say, when I win the election, as Biden said, immediately surge the border. So I wanted to play just a few minutes of the first Veritas interview back when he was in the dark. Now he's gone public. And then we'll go to Aaron M. Stevenson. We really appreciate his courage and his work trying to save this country and really the world. Here it is.
So you blew the whistle on DHS. The last time you spoke to us in the shadows, you told us about some violent criminals, including members of the 18th Street Gang, obtaining work visas, applying to sponsor unaccompanied minor children.
We know that they're involved in specifically sex trafficking, who's trying to become the sponsor for money's children. If in that time you inform the U.S. government that you have some type of fear that your life is in jeopardy, and you're put in what's called reasonable fear, and there's also what's called credible fear. Once you make the declaration of my life is in danger, I may be harmed if I'm returned home, you're taken off the watch list. And so that makes it a giant loophole.
Are you willing to go public?
I am.
Tell us who you are and what you do.
My name is Aaron Stevenson. I'm a federal employee with the Department of Homeland Security. Officially, I'm a intelligence research specialist for USCIS.
So these guys are trafficked, kidnapped, smuggled children, and they're let into the country because they claim a, quote, reasonable fear for their safety if they go back to their home country.
Correct.
And that, in your view, that's a loophole.
Well, it is because it's an informal interview done with an asylum officer in which if there's any evidence provided at all, it's not able to be viewed outside of their own workforce.
Do they deny the reasonable fear?
You will see plenty that get picked up by Border Patrol or CBP.
Mm-hmm.
And in the initial interview, they ask them, like, do you have a fear of being returned home to your country? You will see all the time they say no. And then the day later, 2 days later, when they begin the process to be removed, they will then say, oh, no, yeah, totally. I have a fear to be removed.
So eventually, they'll get the reasonable fear expectation. They just have to keep appealing it.
Yes.
So there's nothing,
there's no brakes in the car.
What made you decide to go public?
This is going to be the biggest change to immigration policy in my lifetime. It's being done without anybody knowing what's going on about it, and there's been no coverage for the American people to know what's going on.
So what are we looking at here?
This is an email sent out by the director of USCIS, which notified us about a rule change coming forward, which is going to shift the adjudicative authority of defense of asylum away from immigration judges and giving it to asylum officers, which are USCIS.
Okay,
and
so this is public information?
It is, yes.
This is a proposed rule. They want to expedite the adjudication process to get immigrants into the United States. Is the USCIS a taxpayer-funded agency?
No. So USCIS is fee-funded. All of its operations, all of its cover overhead, everything is based on the fees that are filed by aliens when they adjust. Aliens, of course, being anybody who's not a U.S. citizen.
Why should people be concerned?
Just like Europe, the very same NGOs that ran that are now running this. You go to the border, you see 25, 30-year-old bureaucrats, communist social workers, basically, directing the Border Patrol and directing the U.S. military. We've shown you the footage. We're going to go back down the border very soon. I'm going back down. Owen's going to go back down very, very soon. It's incredible. We're going to skip this break so we have more time with Aaron M. Stevenson, who, again, is an intelligence research specialist for Citizenship and Immigration Services, in a moment. But I want to give you some more background. Here is a short clip of Biden, when he was candidate Biden, saying, when I win, immediately surge the border. Here it is.
What I would do as president is several more things, because things have changed. I would, in fact, make sure that we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum. They deserve to be heard. That's who we are. We're a nation that says if you want to flee and you're fleeing oppression, you should come.
But you don't need any evidence that you're fleeing oppression, and then they bring unaccompanied children. Now they've stopped the DNA testing. It just takes a day or so, so we have no idea where they're going. I mean, this is slavery 2.0. This is happening while the Democrats are going to pull down the Confederate War Memorial at the cemetery for the dead that the federal government built after the Civil War for reconciliation. I mean, this is insane. Here's one more clip, and we're going to our amazing guest, Aaron M. Stevenson. Here's a short clip of Fox News just last night explaining what's happening at the border.
Take a live look at our Fox News drone over in Eagle Pass. They have had another mass illegal crossing out there. You can see hundreds upon hundreds of illegal immigrants waiting for processing there. You might be able to see a bridge off in the background. That is where the trains come in. Well, CBP has announced they are suspending railway operations to move CBP officers down into the field to help Border Patrol with processing. In other words, Harris, they're shutting down international commerce in order to help speed up processing of these migrants. Many of them, again, will be released. And back out here live, December is traditionally one of the slowest months at our southern border, but the Border Patrol Union tells us right now their numbers show they are on track to potentially have the highest single month of arrests they have ever had at our southern border.
But then if you want to fly, let's say I want to go interview Tucker Carlson next month, which we're setting up, and TSA might pull me aside, want to grope my genitals. But the border's wide open. So, Mr. Stevenson, I could start so many places, but you're really the expert here, and we appreciate you. And you came out a while ago. Now more and more are coming out, and this has forced us out in the open. Where Mayorkas and others have admitted there's a problem. Just months ago, they were saying there was no problem. You're really the expert, so you can kind of guide this, direct this, where you want to go first. I have plenty of questions, but I'd like you to take us to what you think is most important up front, and then what we do about this and how we stop this. So thanks for taking time out.
Well, thank you, Mr. Jones. I think as a whole, this entire function that Biden basically introduced is a real symptom of a bigger problem, which is the structure of our governance writ large and like how our government operates. We've had a birth rate which is not crested 2.1 for 5 decades. In those 50 years, only 17 times did we actually even hit 2.0 birth rate. Sorry. Everything else before that has been like 1.7, 1.8. And going forward, the UN has projected that it's going to be a 1.6 flat birth rate for native U.S. citizens. So to me, the system's starting to fail, and they are trying to artificially inflate a population to ensure that they can sustain their method of, you know, just again, like taxation, social safety nets, your basic way of how they've forced us to live now. They're starting to kind of crumble on bottom. So they had to quickly, I think, bring people in. Instead of remedy the problem and maybe not tax Americans so much, maybe allow families to grow naturally, they chose to do this route. So that to me is the large issue. And all these smaller issues are just like, just byproducts of it happening in the first place. So they didn't plan to open the border so that way they could sex traffic kids. However, advantageous networks of very, very evil people found ways to go, oh, there's kids here. We can now sex traffic them. We can now labor traffic them. So they're just taking advantage of the situation.
Well, that's what I notice is they never think second, third, fourth order magnitude. And then I look at the numbers, and you're right. The UN said in 2001, Europe, the West, aren't having enough kids. Japan's not. We got to bring in a replacement migration. That's their name. We cover it, and the ADL says we're racist. It's in the documents. And then we look at the studies, though. Most of them never get a full-paying job. They're on welfare and have a job, so they won't even become net assets. So that even gets undermined, but they're not thinking multiple magnitudes. And it shows them backtracking, as I mentioned earlier. Now they're admitting it's a major crisis. Please continue.
Well, yeah, it's a major crisis because as you bring people in, I mean, obviously you can have the cultural problems as a whole. That's not a very easy thing to just move populations of people. And this is why you see them continue to move them, not just across the border, but into like designated areas in America. For example, is it artificial or natural that there's a large Somali population in Minnesota? Is it artificial or natural that there is a large...
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Legal battle. So,
and this is a key point. They could control it if they wanted to. This is deliberate, what you're saying.
Absolutely, because they can control this no problem at all. And you can extend that as well to like produce. They're not going to bring in an invasive apple species, which could decimate, you know, like corporate farms or even just any other kind of agriculture. But when it comes to people at the southwest border, you can walk right across. Now, when you fly in the country, that's a lot harder. You can actually be deported in the country you're flying from. You can be not allowed to land. You can be put in the secondary. There's a lot of things that can do when it comes to airports. But when it comes to the southwest land border, that's, as you see on the screen now, that's walk across, get across. There's no problem at all. The hardest part is going to be, obviously, the, you know, physical endurance you have to do to get traffic.
And if Texas puts up a barbed wire fence, Biden bulldozes it.
That's correct.
Wow. Well, I've talked to Michael Young a lot and other reporters that have been down there. They've been predicting exponential growth for several years, and it's happening just like they said. How big is this? How bad is this going to get? I mean, it's already over the top, but it can get a lot worse.
Well, it's going to continue to get worse as far as its volume. That'll never stop until an executive comes in and puts a stop to this all these policies. But now on top of that, this is the big thing, too. Asylum is a route to immigration. Or sorry, asylum is a route to citizenship. So in like 4 years, these people can adjust from an asylee into an LPR, or lawful permanent resident, your green card holders. A couple years from that, you can apply your N-400 to become a U.S. citizen and be naturalized. So this is a 3 to 5, maybe 6 year process in which these millions of aliens, they can become citizens without having to go through Congress and hear the dirty word amnesty. Well, Biden's policies have basically like circumvented all these things. And this is why it was such a big deal. When I blew the whistle in October 2021 about this rule change of giving the adjudicative authority, taking it from an immigration judge and giving it to an asylum officer, it's a huge deal because immigration judges, those are basically just immigration attorneys, but they're put in place by the attorney general. So by the director by the secretary of DOJ, that person is a political appointee. So there's at least some accountability to the public, right? But these immigration officers and asylum officers, they're just hired directly by their own agencies. So there's a culture of, I will say, open borders in these agencies, which kind of then continues to manifest these things. Well, immigration judges would deny about, give or take, 85%, 90% of these cases. Immigration officers approve on average about 77 to 80% of these cases. So it's a complete inversion as far as what the acceptance rate would be. So these millions of aliens coming across, they're not going to be denied at a rate of 90%. They'll be approved at a rate of 88%. So that's a very, very, I would say, significant thing that's going to happen in the next 3 to 5 years.
You're the expert. I just talk to other people and read the news, but I see like their first immigration hearings are set up years after they get here. What's going on there?
That's just the backlog of so many cases, and that's a byproduct of the system as well. To do all these things, you have to eventually get to the immigration judge, and that's what the backlog leads to. This is when I first joined USCIS back in 2014. The wait time for like a credible fear case would be like 5 to 7 years. Like it was a very, very long time. Well, in that meantime, they're actually allowed to stay here legally. They can get a rubber stamped. It's called I-765. It's a work authorization card, basically. It's a work permit. And Biden accepted those now for 2 years, but you can't deny these. So even if you're, for example, a transnational organized criminal and you're part of MS-13, we know you're part of MS-13. We can prove it. It's all classified. It's no problem at all. We can't deny you the ability to work because it's not a status granting application. And this is the way that the administrative state basically calculates things and they kind of model things. There's very little ability for, let's say, good stewards of the federal government, good employees who really want to continue serving America. They see the fraud. They see the risks, all those things. They can't even do their job based on the structure that's been set up by these deep state, permanent government, administrative state, however you want to call it, those officials which really drive the true policy of the government.
And the same blueprint was used already in Europe. So we'll come back from break in a few minutes. We got a few minutes till we got a break. Big picture here. Let me show you footage. There's a bunch of this that Anthony Rubin was here last week that he shot just days before he got here. And it's a bunch of guys wearing all the same boots. And he also caught him before that. And he has footage. They all had brand new shiny Christian tattoos on them. I mean, to me, that's military. They're wearing the same boots. They're covering their faces up, and they've all got brand new on their forearms Christian tattoos. I mean, that to me sounds like Red Dawn. I mean, if I see same boots, you know, same MO, and the weather, and they all have fresh Christian tattoos, that shows me they're trying to have a cover that they're Latin Americans coming in, but he said they were Islamic. I mean, we see the numbers. They admit that massive Islamicists are coming in from all over the Middle East, Africa. What's your take on that?
I would say the initial analysis that you just said there is completely accurate. It's 100% true. The amount of people coming across, we can't do background checks on at all. Now, this I'm saying this for a reason as well. We collected on, with military intelligence, because I was there in Iraq and Afghanistan, we collected on those two populations for like 20 years. We know a lot about those populations, and we will still miss out on key indicators which identify Iraqis and Afghans as either terrorists or terrorist sympathizers. This would be part of your vetting process, you would think, right? But we still let these people in because we missed the steps. So now you go to any other country that, let's say, has a militant arm which doesn't like us very much. This could be anywhere in the world, but specifically a lot of places in the Middle East.
Hezbollah.
And exactly. Well, key point, by the way, in 2019, I wrote an unclassified intelligence report for USCIS showing like, hey, going back the past 3 years, let's look at the biggest population of terrorists that we've seen, you know, with USCIS. So whether they're filing for naturalization or a refugee or any type of work visa, if anything at all. And I was expecting to see that, like, oh, it's going to be Afghans and Iraqis, obviously. And it wasn't. The biggest population that wasn't, like, just spouses and children of terrorists, the biggest population came from actually Lebanon. That's going for 3 years, from 2017, 2018, and 2019. And that was shocking to me because there hasn't been no major migration wave from Lebanon going back to...
Except Iran just took over Lebanon in the last 6-7 years, so they're... Let me guess, they're Iranian-backed, sheep-dipped as Lebanese.
Well, and the biggest thing about this thing is, the biggest category of those terrorists, it wasn't like your bomb makers and your fighters. These were recruiters. These were religious leaders. These were people that can provide support. These were financers. It was people
that...
Yeah,
they're the force multipliers.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Keep going,
and
sir.
And USCIS... Sorry. Well, no worries. USCIS chose not to publish that report. Don't know why. We proved it. It was very mathematical. It was very logical. And when it came to the front office leadership, they just didn't give us the okay to publish it to the rest of DHS.
Wow. So you know what? We should do this. We should go to break because you're an amazing guy. We should talk about your background a little bit as an intelligence officer. But I just look at all this and talk to other intel people. They're telling me this. And you're saying, yeah. You're saying it's mainly Hezbollah but that's funding Hamas. We see that all over the world right now. We could be seeing something way worse than October 7th very, very soon here is what I'm hearing. We're going to break in 30 seconds, but... Are you concerned about terror attacks?
Yes, I just don't know what kind, because there's so many targets here that are so easy to find. And it's not like we've got a good grasp on infrastructure, or at least key infrastructure. There's a lot of worry for a lot of reasons across a lot of different targets. It wasn't that hard to, for example, to conduct a 9/11. That did not take a lot of money, didn't take a lot of training, it didn't take a lot of technical know-how. And there's a lot of ways that you can, if you just do a simple red team of the American society, there's a lot of ways you can attack some stuff.
Aaron M. Stevenson's our guest. Wow, I can talk to this guy for 10 hours. So glad he's here. We got to come back for commercial free like 2 hours, especially if you send us all the items you want to get to. We're going to come right back, sir, go right back into this. Stay with us and how we turn this around. Follow him on Twitter and on Substack. We'll tell you about that when we come back. Stay with us. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. Plus, it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get assigned copies of Fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on air to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. We have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like down-and-out sleep formula, a vitamin infusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us, and we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
I'm going to tweet this guy's Twitter out or X out here in a moment. Aaron M. Stevenson knows what he's talking about. And he's at Substack/. We'll put it up on screen for you right there. Go ahead and scroll up a little bit so people can see it. Go ahead and click on the Substack. Let's put that on screen. And he's on Twitter at called_out_DHS. Just go to Aaron M. Stevenson on Twitter, on X. Everybody should be absolutely following what this guy's saying and what he is talking about. So Aaron, let's go 35,000 foot and then down to 10 feet here. I don't know if you ever talked about this, because I followed you on Veritas. I followed your work. I probably missed it. Now you're talking about a DHS report you did off your work in Afghanistan, how you had decades tracking people but still missed some. And there's nothing, there's no screening basically going on right now. Speak to that. And then I want to get into the sex trafficking, slave labor, all of it. And then I want to talk second, third, fourth order events here. What is DHS going to do? We have imams everywhere saying start killing, murdering people. I don't think the FBI, even though they're tracking these folks, are going to be able to control this. Maybe I'm wrong. What are they going to do when that happens? Because the political repercussions will be squarely at the feet of the Democratic Party. Maybe I'm wrong. So now you've got Democrat mayors, like in New York, saying no more illegals. We have Democrat senators, like Mnuchin, saying we're at capacity. But they've just got this leftist thing to get their new replacement migration, the replacement voters. So they've already kind of committed it. And I'm just wondering, I know you're all about facts, but where you extrapolate this going? And then let's get into all the other, you know, facets. I mean, I know there's a ton of things to cover here. It makes my head swim.
No worries. So going from the first thing you said there, specifically with vetting. So you recall in August 2021, the fall of Kabul, right? That whole airport rush. We let in, what was it, 88,000 Afghans in a little time frame. Now, obviously, a lot of Americans, too. That was the total number of people that came over, but most of those were just Afghans. So we were in that country for, give or take, about 20 years, and we collected it just very, very thoroughly. So this is human intelligence. This is signals intelligence. We had all the biographic information as well as the biometric information. Like, we dominated knowing the population. That was the whole intent of it from CENTCOM, was to perform counterinsurgency, to not piss off the people, but to dominate the population, know who we are dealing with. And to be fair, the ground guys there did a great job. So in this whole collapse of Kabul in 2021, there was a lot of different organizations that were trying to, like, find the good Afghans, because there was a lot of good people there that were good sources or good interpreters. They were very beneficial to a lot of American interests, I would say. And I was supporting, as a private contractor for Defense Intelligence Agency and National Ground Intelligence Center in 2010, 2011, 2012. And I was supporting basically a national-level targeting enterprise, if you will, a task force, but it was high-level, nationwide. We were, like, looking for bad guys. And I met a lot of good friends there, right? So fast forward now from 2012, some of these friends hit me up about this fall of Kabul in 2021, and they were asking immigration questions, like in a private signal chat. So I'm trying to answer. I'm like, yeah, like, you have to file these forms, or it's kind of like this, whatever. And I was asking a buddy of mine, I'm like, dude, what is this thing? And this is what was called the digital Dunkirk. They were like, we're getting our friends the hell out of Afghanistan. Like, there's a lot of bad stuff going on there. Like, we're getting out the good ones now. And so for about 10 days, 2 weeks, give or take, I was just involved in a lot of the chats for the non-combatant evacuation operation. So I saw a lot of what was going on, first off. But now, fast forward to February 2022, I go through this work document that I found at USCIS, unclassified, and it shows this, like, list of 600 people, give or take. And I start going through there, just doing a basic, alien number search or checking out their name, date of birth. Let's see this. Who are these guys? I have immigration systems. Who are these dudes? And it's all of a sudden, like, bam, terrorist, bam, terrorist, bam, terrorist. And the problem is, they weren't terrorists in Afghanistan coming over. It's once they got here, they landed, like, Dulles Airport or Philadelphia. 2 weeks later, they're on the watch list. Like, the FBI designates them as a known suspected terrorist. And these were not just your, like, this was a kid that ran, like, milk cartons for Taliban. No. These are, like, armed and dangerous tier one terrorists. Category 15, use arms and explosives. Those kind of people. And so that's a great indicator to show you that despite a lot of people at that time doing a lot of vetting operations, we were letting in literally dozens of known terrorists. That doesn't include terrorists that we took off the watch list. That doesn't include known security risks that DOD took off their watch list. We're talking like hundreds of maybe even the thousands of dudes that should not be here because we wouldn't let them on base in Afghanistan because of a security risk. But yet they're allowed to come to this country, get work permits, and just basically do whatever they want to do. So that just goes to show you that even when we collect a lot of information, when we have a lot of people looking at the problem, we still can't do the job that's needed to protect Americans.
Yeah, so the old policy was to actually know what's going on. Now it's just blind everybody. I know you don't have a crystal ball, but talking to your other associates and others, what was the thinking or speculate in DHS to do something this insane when there are going to be terror attacks? You said that earlier. I agree with you. There's not a question of if and when. What are they going to do when everybody knows they brought them in?
I don't know. I'm not going to lie. That's one big I don't understand what they're doing, because it doesn't fit with any, like, okay, I get it when there's, you know, so for example, the director of USCIS admitted, and I have it on video, where she's saying, like, oh, yeah, well, there was a labor shortage in August 2021, so we're trying to get all these Afghans in the country. It's like, yeah, but you would still vet these people. Like, there are still reasons why we can do things. And by the way, this is important, too. So, again, I was helping out a lot of different groups and, you know, agencies, if you will, not federal agencies, but, you know, private agencies, that they were trying to find their friends, their sources, their interpreters to get them out of Afghanistan. We were working in a lot of parts of Afghanistan as well. So we had, you know, people that knew stuff that was going on in Kabul and Mars.
Oh, wait, slow down. You mentioned Dunkirk. You know, the British Expeditionary Force is forced into the ocean. The British Navy can't do it. So thousands of private citizens in their own boats, sailboats, motorboats, went and saved them. So, yeah, I know a lot of people that went over there, a lot of great patriots, former military current, to save people they knew were good. So you've been involved in this before is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was called the Digital Dunkirk. So I had never had boots on the ground in Afghanistan after 2012. But we were part of, like, the information operation where people were asking questions, being like, hey, we're trying to find out, does this guy have a pending visa? How do we file, like, an asylum request? Is there an advanced parole we can do? They're just quite. And then there's also, you know, communications where it's like, what roads are open? Hey, how do we get to the airport? Where are the checkpoints at? And we had, like, maps plotting out where the checkpoints were. And they're everywhere, by the way. But we had it well enough, though, to where we're even coordinating, like, aircraft. And people were getting contracts to get planes in Afghanistan, identify the people that are our friends, and to fly them out of there. And we had planes of Americans on the final day, by the way. This is August 30th, because they shut down the 31st. We had planes of Americans as well, and also green card holders, SID holders, like people that we want out of that country, off the tarmac, flying to Qatar, forced to be turned around by State Department. So they can manage that.
So the State Department wants a bunch of unvetted people by the millions, but people that work for the U.S. for decades, sometimes usually years, that we know are good people, they can't be saved. Why would you behave like that?
Can't make it make sense. The only thing that makes sense to me is power trip. Is they didn't make the clearance, they didn't coordinate it, so they won't get the credit. I don't know, but nothing else makes sense, especially in that regard.
We got a bunch of leftist NGOs running it all and directing the government. Exactly, they're just crazy leftists.
Well, exactly. And this is their job. This is their baby. This is what they believe in. So they want to make their advances in their career. So anything that doesn't look good for them, they don't want others to do, because that would probably get in their way as well. And again, this is your effect of, it's not, and when we say the administrative state, when we say like the permanent government, I'm sorry, that includes NGOs and contractors, because when you receive government money to do a government work for the government, that's just an extension of
the government. Oh, the NGOs are the shadow government. Exactly. That's where the real action is. Exactly. I agree with you. So listen, I'm asking questions here. I just need to stop. We haven't gotten into human trafficking, the slave labor, the sex slavery. Just dump it all right now, because we've got limited time. I want to have you back up. I appreciate your time. And we've only got, like, you know, 20 minutes left here, but we should do like 2 hours commercial free. But just I know nothing compared to you. So just all the greatest hits of tyranny that people need to know, that Congress needs to know. What do people need to know right now?
Okay, so especially with trafficking, because that's the thing that I really think that we should be focused on, because we are still paying.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I mean, I saw corruption pretty early. That was when I was at, when I became a Fed in 2012. And I started seeing corruption when I was working at the National Target Center for Passengers. And not like bad CBP officers, like, you know, like, oh, yeah, let this alien in, he's a terrorist. No, but more like the policy sucks. And this is just a thing where it's like, no, we have no authority here, guys. Sorry, he's already got benefit. We got to let the terrorist in. And I was naive enough to think, okay, I'll go make a difference at USCIS because that's where their first problem is then, right? So I went to go work for USCIS, and I started seeing these huge problems there as well. And I'm not going to lie to you. I basically dropped my pack probably in about 2016, give or take, through 2019. And it was 2020 that turned me around. I was an atheist at the time. I did a whole like U-turn in life here. I saw a lot of lies in 2020, like a lot. And it just made me really think, like, how many lies am I living right now? And this is what kind of took me to really examine not only who I am, but also like, what am I doing? Am I really going to give this to my kids? Just hand it over to them? Like, hey kids, here's a society which does these horrible things. Or do I do something? And I tried for a long time doing something. I wrote intelligence reports.
Touched your conscience.
You probably definitely slapped me back on track.
Yeah.
So, I'm from an atheist. I got baptized in 2022. I'm Eastern Orthodox. And I believe in all things through Christ. And it's really not that hard. This is not a hard thing, for example, to protect kids. This was our big reasoning, basically, for...
Exactly. God makes it really simple. The evil's right out in the open now. Like, that's the good part about this, as bad as it is. The choices are real clear now.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Keep going. Sorry.
Oh, no. I got the point where I just realized, you know, do I just give this over to my kids or not? Do I want to hand this over to my... You know, I really look at that, obviously, from a bigger scale, too, not just my children, but that entire generation of kids and what we did to them in 2020 of locking them out of schools. Because I was living in Virginia, by the way, in 2020. So I would go to D.C. During the riots just to kind of walk around and, like, see what's going on. Just put a mask on. I have long hair. I could kind of fit in. But just to scope it out, really get an understanding of what was going on. And I was also at the time coaching soccer. So I knew kids in school out there. And I would always ask them, like, hey, how's school going? And this is that. These kids were out of school for like a year and a half. And I knew kids that were kind of underprivileged, to be honest, but they were great athletes and they were going to get like scholarships to go to like Johns Hopkins, be in STEM programs and like do, and they just lost their will to learn. And this was a big, big effect when it came to Virginia, especially because they were locked out of schools for like a year and a half. And that things like that, it's like, we're adults. We can kind of take, you know, something else. But these are developing human beings. These are young people that can be very easily swayed. And just understanding the way we treated that entire generation, it's like, no, we have to do some massive changes. Like there's going to be a lot of need for a lot of people to start making active choices. It's no longer about – sorry.
Go on. No, totally. That's no longer about
– Yeah, it's just – we can't just – it's not – just about knowing information now, it's also about using information. And you've been a huge lift in that, obviously, for people. It's now it's time for people to go like, yeah, Alex is still with us. By the way, being back on Twitter, thank you, Elon, because you can continue doing this and get people involved to do what they have to do. For example, one of the things we want to do after the CPS, thing we're going to do with CPS, we want to see if there's a way we can create like a some type of parent oversight board over every county CPS. For example, every school district has a school board. Why can't we have the same oversight and jurisdiction over a CPS county level asset? Because there's a lot of need for CPS. I'm not going to say it should be.
No, absolutely. Let me ask you that. Exactly. How does CPS deal with hundreds of thousands, millions of kids, 80-something thousand testified in Congress a month ago or disappeared? How do they deal with that? Because, you know, the average family does something small, CPS comes, but then what do you do with children in slave labor? What do you do with children in sex slavery? Like, this is crazy.
Well, that's a problem because there are kids that need help. So I'm not trying to say, like, turn off CPS. However, there needs to be a massive change. I forgot the senator's name from Georgia, Cindy Schaefer, or maybe she was Arkansas. She was onto a big thing about trafficking CPS before her very untimely death, which may have been murder. It definitely looks to me, though, as, yeah, there is a need for something. And this is why CPS still exists, though, because they are a – just like this for-profit prisons, this is a for-profit industry. This is a lot of money coming from, like, Title IV-E funding, Title IV funding, Title, I think, IV-D funding. It's a lot of money which sustains these things.
We hear about churches and synagogues and mosques that are helping the migrants. No, they're making money off it.
Yep. Absolutely. And this is where the big problems are with these NGOs. And it's not just the big ones, the Catholic Charities. Absolutely, they're involved. And there's, you know, there's the whole list of them. HHS data is available. You can find the money flow pretty easily. But it's also very, very small organizations as well. Down in Ajo, Arizona, I think this is by Lukeville, there are maybe 30 or so very, very open border, very leftist NGOs, which are literally the facilitators. They are the actual logistics in this whole operation. They move the people from the initial DHS collection point into like Phoenix. They're the bus drivers. They're the sandwich providers. And I'm sorry to say, but these things matter. If you don't have that infrastructure, you couldn't do these operations. So there absolutely has to be some type of investigation and enforcement arm to take away their 501c3 status, to take away their NGO status. I think a lot of contracts that have proven an inability to prevent trafficking, they need to have their contracts cut for cause.
No, Aaron, let me ask you this question. If people say, oh, the DHS are traitors for still being at their jobs. I'm not there, though I've studied this, so I can't make the call. But what if they all just walked off? The backup would be so huge. The collapse would be so huge. It'd be terrible for those waves of people who are part of that. But it kind of feels like to me that might really bring it to a head if you didn't have this full government mobilization to then cover it up and transport them into CONUS.
I mean, yes. However, you know, we don't live life in a vacuum. So no matter what we do, they're going to respond, right? So if the good people at DHS, and there are good people there, if they did become more, I guess, resolute in their oath to protect the American people and American law, if they actually stood up against this thing, they'll get fired. I was one of them. But let's say it happens at a rate of like 35%. Okay, fine. Then the government would go out and find a contractor to do the work anyways. It'll be even shoddier work. So
And then they even use that to then cull and purge. So that's a real paradox. They purge the military. They purge all these agencies. And then they convert it to pure NGOs, as you were saying.
Exactly. You see the same thing with when it comes to the military. They were cutting off, for example, like all the MOSs or the jobs of like cooks and supply. They converted those into contracts. And it's like, why? Because when you get the field,
so we
needed
Congress to act and put it back the way it was before.
Yes. However, I really do believe this part as well. You need a strong executive to actually do this work. You're going to need someone to be very resolute, to be very thorough, and a washing of the deep state environment from the executive branch.
Yeah, exactly. The left says, oh, Trump's going to purge us. Well, they've already purged Americans out of this. So, yeah, you're going to have to go in and remove these people that are leftist cult members.
Exactly. I already told you about the one intel report I wrote, unclassified, about all the terrorists in the country and where they came from, what groups, what, you know, whatever, right? I did the same thing when it came to transnational organized criminals. How many we were seeing, where are they coming from what countries, what gang they belong to, and what was their immigration, like, route? How are they doing this within the legal immigration context? And that answered a bunch of questions on the National Priority Intelligence Framework, or the NIPIF. This is like the grand structure of intelligence collection and analysis in America. Comes out from the executive, obviously. And I was responding to very specific questions on this thing. It was an entirely objective article. It was basically math. And it just talked about numbers of very, very simple structures of, you know, how this whole thing operates. I wrote two reports, and this took over about a period of about 2.5 years. Both of them got denied. Now, the reason why they got denied, by the way, it's not because my boss said no or my division chief said no. It wasn't even because of USCIS said no. It's because that organization, REO, the refugee and asylum, they interjected and said, we don't want this thing published. But they have no release authority. They can't go in there and do that. For the same way as an intelligence analyst for working for USCIS, I couldn't go into their cases and say, oh, I denied that adjudication. Nope, I overturned that case. I have no authority to do so. However, this is cultural power within USCIS. This organization was able to block intelligence reporting that they had no authority to do so.
And by the way, this is so key because I've been asking for years. All these Islamists coming across, sex traffickers, MS-13, DHS doesn't even know. No, they do know. People like you are filing reports. They're just being put into the deep six.
Oh, yeah. So we did another, this is a very short example here. We did a very short study on Chinese espionage cases going back to like 2015 to 2020, right? How many FBI convictions have there been of Chinese, like foreign, you know, spy actors, basically? Found a bunch. I think it was like total of a couple hundred. And it wasn't all like just Chinese foreign nationals. There were some Americans involved too. But so I went through the USCIS system and just did name searches, which, by the way, is very, very hard because their names don't exactly match up to Western, you know, alphabet. So finding like seven of them was kind of a big deal, and we found seven of them. And when I'm going through these things, tips were coming in from people saying like, hey, that guy's part of the Communist Party. And they had their name. They had their immigration status. They knew who these people
were. Hold on, Aaron Stevenson, stay there. Do five more minutes with us. You got to come back soon. People should follow him on X and on his Substack. We'll put it on the screen when we come back. Aaron M. Stevenson. Wow. We need more people like this guy. Stay with us.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com.
or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.